USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is announcing his endorsement of former President Donald Trump following his Super Tuesday victories. Leader McConnell speaking to reporters about his endorsement of Trump, who he has had disagreements with in the past.
February of 2021, shortly after the attack on the Capitol, that I would support President Trump if he were the nominee of our party, and he obviously is going to be the nominee of our party.
Leader McConnell announcing his resignation from Senate leadership last week, effective following the election in November. Nikki Haley is dropping out of the GOP presidential race. She made the announcement Wednesday, but would not officially endorse Donald Trump.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us.
President Biden is giving his second State of the Union address on Thursday, where he's expected to tout his administration's accomplishments and set goals for the future. House Speaker Mike Johnson joins Fox News and shares his thoughts on if the country is heading in the right direction.
He's going to try to stand up here and convince the American people that the State of the Union is strong and that we're on the right track. But everybody knows that's just simply not true. The State of the Union is in decline. When you talk about our safety, our security, our sovereignty, our economy, every metric, and everybody knows it.
Investigators say Boeing still hasn't turned over important records for the probe of the January door plug blowout incident. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, investigators don't know who in the Boeing assembly line removed and reinstalled the door plug on the 737 MAX. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Republicans are crying foul after a Veterans Affairs official is telling regional offices to remove a famous World War II photo of a Navy sailor kissing a woman in Times Square. The assistant secretary claiming in a memo that the kiss was non-consensual and that the image doesn't align with the department's sexual harassment standards. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls calls this an example of a larger issue in government.
How did this unelected assistant secretary kind of impose her ideology on this photo that was a celebration of one of the greatest victories over Nazism in world history?
Vice Chair of the House Democratic Caucus Ted Lieu is calling for action from both chambers to provide funding to Ukraine.
It's very clear that this national security supplemental is critical to U.S. national security.
The California congressman speaking from Capitol Hill, funding for foreign allies has been stalled by Republicans who say they want to focus on southern border security first. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. Trump is appealing a lower court ruling denying his claim of having immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The high court ruling in favor earlier this week to keep former President Trump on the ballot in states that had tried to remove him. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.